Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins. Let's chop it up.
Knock out your competition with Altogether Marketing. We elevate your brand. Take a stance with your business name, logo, the tagline, your colors, even the fonts for your business. And then jab left with your website. Jab right with core values. Back up with product experience and bring it on with you. Visit altogether.biz and let us help you create a knockout brand.
Today, Arlie Owens will share how he is making things happen in environmental education, entrepreneurship, and the employment and promotion of people of color. Now, Arlie is a veterpreneur.
Yep.
An environmental educator, climate change crusader, eco storyteller, and publisher of the critically acclaimed Earth Teen Green Eco Filler comic book series. And I have that here.
Sky Princess.
Sky Princess. Okay. And he's created this for the classroom. And he, as he just alluded to, he has this, his latest eco thriller comic book is the Sky Princess, what I showed you to, the Sky Princess Crusader for climate change and Zero Waste Wonder.
Right.
Is now in print and available for purchase. And I know, Arlie, you'll let us know where we can pick up our copies and ship them all around the country for our families. Arlie is a United States Air Force and Vietnam veteran. Thank you, Arlie. Can't say thank you enough for your service.
I appreciate that.
Yes, and proudly served a tour of duty in the Republic of South Vietnam as a member of the Tactical Air Command's Elite 823rd Combat Security Police Squadron. He earned 2 Bronze Stars. Arlie Owens, welcome.
Audrey, it is a thrill and a pleasure to be here. I've heard so much about this program, all the good things that you're doing in the greater Cleveland area. So I thank you for allowing me to take a little bit of your time to tell a little bit about what I've done and how we're cooperating and collaborating for things in the future. Positive things.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're starting with a younger generation than us. So you're really setting a path for success in your area of environmental and sustainability initiatives.
Yeah, so. Well, one of the things it's a key word, Audrey, pathways. They begin at the beginning when you're looking at educating young adults all the way down to the kindergarten level. If you begin early enough, you begin to change their mind and their whole entire way of thinking about careers in the environment. But most importantly, they learn a message through our Equal Thriller comic books to respect and protect each other and the environment. So that's one of the goals and objectives of our program. And that is the art and science of getting green, which basically spawned from our publication of the comic books that we've done over the past few years. We have a total of 12.
Oh,
in
wow.
print. Yes. And that is the latest one, The Sky Princess. Mm-hmm. And what is so unique about The Sky Princess and talking about educating the young, the star of this particular comic book is Nevaeh Sky. That's her stage name. But okay. She, in essence, she actually exists. Her name is Jada Pellman. She is with a family, I shouldn't say with a family, but her family resides in the greater Cincinnati area. Darian Pellman, who is the owner of New King Records. He is a rap artist, a publisher of music.
Okay.
And he does a lot of great things. And then her mother, Holly, is a winner of screenplays. She wrote 2 screenplays. I'm ready to talk. And that's how this whole thing began, because Dr. Robert Lawson, a mutual friend of ours and colleague,
yes.
Introduced us. And one thing led to another. We were talking about actually making a movie, a short with Holly Pellman, telling her life story. Mm-hmm. And Jada just happened to be there. And she said, one of the things I always wanted is to have my own comic book.
Wow.
And one of the things that I always wanted to do is to basically make dreams come true with the younger generation. And so I told Jada, I said, we can do that. And we started before the COVID hit in working on her comic book. And it took a couple of years because our artist, Ken Lanier, actually came down with COVID. So he was sidetracked or sidelined for a period of months. Mm-hmm. But it finally came to pass and we got it out and it's published. And it's a wonderful comic book. It tells a story about how one individual makes a difference mm-hmm. in the environment and the world around her. And that is the Sky Princess.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. And I like how you weave your career. You know, you have a passion for what you do. And correct. Even though you did that as an employee, we can't ignore the fact that you took that mission and you really, you know, brought it on home and you made it your life's passion, your life's work. Correct. And you've been coming full circle with the comic book series that you put together. You have your outside councils or coalitions that you work in that you have formulated actually. And I think that's something that is, if you just want to use this show, that is making something happen. And you can definitely, yes, taking that message across the country and internationally.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I had an opportunity to be a part of a meeting a few months ago at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, the Division of Forestry invited me to participate in this particular meeting. And at that meeting, there was some very important people there representing the Ohio State University, Hocking Tech, Central State, which mm-hmm. is a historical Black university college. Mm-hmm. And there was other representatives from the Department of Agriculture. And it came to my surprise that what they were trying to do was to formulate a process, a program to entice young adults to become more interested in careers in the environment. Not necessarily there with the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, but with the Ohio EPA and other organizations and agencies that were focused on environmental matters, mm-hmm. and that was their primary mission. So what that did for me, it inspired me to take another step forward. And that's when I decided to come up with the organization, which is the United Environmental Leadership Coalition. And the reason why we named it that was to embrace and bring together any and everyone that wanted to learn more about the environment and how to get involved, and most importantly, how to seek careers with organizations, agencies, and businesses that were environmentally and sustainable focused. And so that's what our mission is. And we're going to be launching that sometime real soon. And of course, you're going to be a part of that, Audrey.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Uh-huh. Yeah, thanks for that that opportunity. Yeah, so tell us more about your journey and as far as creating this comic book and the other titles that you have to make sure you learn about that.
I'm going to be real quick because this would take a couple of weeks for me to explain exactly how this all began.
Give us the cliff notes.
Okay. I'm gonna pare it down. And it started a few years ago, actually it was 2009, mm-hmm. when Ella Coleman and I were talking and I said, I have an idea for a children's book. It's called The Icicle Family. And I need an artist to create the cover. Mm-hmm. And she said, I have just a person. His name is Rocky Johnson. And he's an artist. He's a starving artist, and he would appreciate the opportunity to work with you and to get paid. And I said, fine. So we were introduced, and Rocky overnight created the cover for the Icicle Family.
Wow!
And I was totally impressed. And he said, well, listen, I have some other things that you might be interested in. So we met at a restaurant, and he showed me his portfolio. And in that portfolio was a comic book called Power Storm. And it was, I said, you did this? He said, yeah. He said, I actually launched this in Akron 2 years ago. What? And everyone was all behind me. He said he had the support of the mayor and city council because it was designed to educate children, mm-hmm. young adults. So I said, well, I have an idea. We should work together. I have all the background and in the environment, and you have the skills to create the comic book. And so one thing led to another, and we created my first comic book, and it was titled not Earth Team Green. It was called Earth Shield Green.
Okay.
And we were together for about 2 years. We created the first comic book, and then he went his way. He had other obligations, and he couldn't work as much time as he wanted to devote to Earth Team Green. Mm-hmm. So I picked up another artist, and it was another young man. He was a student at Columbus College of Art and Design, Tony Warney. He created seven of my comic books. They're all really super good.
Wow.
And then Tony decided to become a chef, and he quit the art field. And then that's when I located Ken Lanier, and we came up with the Sky Princess.
Okay.
And the rest is history. But what has happened is I have looked back at my career at the Department of Natural Resources, all the things that we did, including some really dynamic programs right there in the city of Cleveland.
Okay.
I worked with all of the public housing throughout the state of Ohio, and we came up with a program called Wake Up, Clean Up, Spruce Up, Pride in Public Housing. I worked with the Tom Davis Agency, Ron Kistner, who was a fabulous individual. For the 20th anniversary of Earth Day, we launched a program right there in Cleveland, King Kennedy Estates.
All right.
Yeah, we were there. And here's the cool thing. And you might know this gentleman, Zachary Reed.
Yeah.
Zachary is a friend of mine. And we met. He was with the Division of Savannah Conservation Corps. He had a camp right there in Cleveland. But anyway, I pulled from all this experience I had from working with the Department of Natural Resources to begin my new storytelling career with the comic books and coming up with an agenda, a program that we rolled out in the schools. The first school that we worked with was in Mansfield, Ohio. We worked with all the schools in Mansfield, and it was a big hit. The kids loved the comic books. I did not make a dime because my heart went out to those kids. So I gave away all my comic books to 600 or 700 kids. And they loved the comic book. Mm-hmm. And we went on from there to other school districts. We was in Elgin, Illinois. We were here back here in Columbus. Mm-hmm. We were in Reynoldsburg, of course, my hometown now. And we were out in Steubenville. And we worked with Brilliant, Ohio at a school there, a school district. And then we went to Washington, D.C., and we did a program there with the school there. I can't really think of the name of it right offhand, mm-hmm. but it's one of the best high schools in the nation as far as graduating kids and going on to college. A lot of them went to Howard. Awesome. But it was a great run. We did a lot of great things. Mm-hmm. And what we decided to do is to take that message another step and look at disadvantaged communities and how we can reach the young and the not so young in terms of getting them involved, not only in their community, but getting them involved in environmental issues pertaining to their community. As you can see, what's happening now in the state of Ohio and others, where you have the big train wrecks and the spills, yes. And how it's polluting the land and the water and the air. Mm-hmm. Well, we have to educate people about how they need to protect themselves and the environment. So our comic books, in essence, they do that.
Okay. So what does a program look like in the elementary schools? And then you can tell us, you know, I'll ask you another question, you know, as far as the adults go.
Okay. It works both ways because it works with adults, too. We have a lesson plan that we borrowed from the John F. Kennedy Kennedy School for Performing Arts. Mm-hmm. And the program is called The Art of Getting Green, Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. And what it is, it's a curriculum that shows and tells the students how to create a commercial.
Mm.
And it's based on, you have to have a message that talks about the environment. So what we would do and what we have done is we go into the schools and we break the classes down into teams of 2 to 3 students, and they have to come up with a commercial. And in between times, we give them an opportunity to learn more about the environment. We come in, we talk to them about environmental issues. We show videos that's produced by a couple of the major waste haulers in the United States, Waste Management, Rumpke, and others. The Steel Recycling Institute, they have a really cool program that we introduced. They have a mascot called Roscoe. And the Aluminum Can Institute, they have a video called The Coolest Can. It talks about the life cycle of an aluminum can. What happens to that aluminum can after you drink it and you recycle it? Well, this video tells the story. So we incorporate that in over a period of a month, one or two lessons a week. And at the end, we have the kids produce a commercial. I have staff on my team that videotape their commercial. It's anywhere from a minute to 3 minutes. And then here's the kicker. We have an Academy Awards sort of an assembly. And all the students then are the whole entire population of that school. They have a general assembly called Recycle Ohio Day. And they show their commercials. And then we present them with their trophies. And everyone wins.
Oh, that's sweet. I love it.
Yeah. So, and then that works with the older adults too, because they, you know, everyone has an ego, and to get behind and in front of a everyone wants to be, you know, well, you see it now with TikTok and Facebook, everyone is filming themselves and putting themselves
on TikTok. Right, right.
Yeah. But we were doing that before TikTok began. Okay. And creating these commercials. And I still have, I don't know how many copies of the commercials that the kids did in the various schools, but it works for adults too. It's a great icebreaker if you're ever having a meeting or whatever, and you have a camera, you can use your phone now. We had cameras that we use, but you can use your iPhone or smartphone and do the same thing. Mm-hmm. And we tell them we give them a limitation. You have 10 minutes to create a commercial. And here's your topic, recycling, sustainability, or whatever we come up with. You draw it from a hat, and then they have to get together, and they have to come together with it. And then we vote on them, and the winners get free ice cream or something. We have their little treat. Yeah. So, but what happens, they inadvertently learn about the environment. Okay. And that's the whole key. We got to make it fun. We got to make it interesting. We got to make an impact. And that's what we've done over the years.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Well, that's exciting. I love what you're doing. So where can we find all of the Sky Princess and your other comics?
The best thing to do is go to our website. Mm-hmm. And that's www.earthteamgreen.org. That's www.earthteamgreen.org. And then you'll see all the comic books posted. And if you want to order one, or if you want to purchase one, all you have to do is contact me at my email address. It's on that same website.
So earthteamgreen.org.
Correct. Yes. Yeah. What I'd like to do is to turn it into a movie. And I've written a screenplay for The Sky Princess. And when I watched the Academy Awards and they gave out the Academy Awards to those screenplay writers, I said, I think I can beat that with mine. And I have like 10 or 15 screenplays that I've written, and all of it deals with my eco heroes. So that's where my heart is that at some point in time, I want to do that. And I have a mentor, his name is Owen Ratliff. And he and I met years ago. I was looking, this, believe it or not, I was at a meeting, and there's some people speaking, our elected officials, Representative Joyce Beatty was there and some other folks, and they were talking about these funds that were coming into the state. And I already knew where the funds were going to go because the Department of Natural Resources had already snatched them. everyone was thinking that this money was going to be coming to the communities. Some of it did, but not as much as they thought. Okay. Well, I was sitting beside this guy, and he was a Muslim. And I said, hey, man, I said, where can I get some bean pie? Because they used to sell the bean pies all over the place, especially on Main Street. It dried up. He said, well, come on with me and I'll take you. So he took me to his their headquarters, which was an abandoned school. And they had taken over the school in Atchison. So we were sitting there. He said, I'm gonna go downstairs and talk to someone. I'll get you a bean pie. So while I was sitting there, I looked around and I saw this big old poster. It was a comic book cover. And I said, man, who did that? He said, Owen Ratliff. And I said, I'm doing comic books too. He said, well, you do all to me. So he hooked me up with Owen. And Owen lived at Whitehall, which is right down the street from where I live in Reynoldsburg. Owen was in the entertainment business a long time ago. Back in the 90s or whatever, he was sort of like an agent to some of the superstars.
Okay.
And yeah, he had a big nest egg. That's the reason why he's way ahead of me. He had a nest egg from all this money he had raked in as an agent. And he'd book in all these different shows, singers, whatever, to Columbus and other places throughout the United States. So anyway, he and I met, and he looked at what I had, and I looked at what he had. He said, "Man, we can help each other out." I said, "Well, man, you're way ahead of me." He said, "No, but you have some things I never even thought about." Okay. His comic book is called Black Salt. Mm. And sort of the same premise is it's a superhero. Okay. The Rock just did something similar called the Black Adam. I don't know if you've seen that movie. Oh,
yeah,
or not.
Yeah, I saw it. Yes.
But anyway, he came up with Black Salt, and his superhero, his powers come from black salt. There's a mineral called black salt. It's very rare.
Oh, I didn't. My goodness.
We're storytellers.
This is getting better. This is getting better.
But anyway, Owen and I, we became real good friends. I helped him out with some programs. He was doing some fundraising and selling his gear, jackets and hats and so forth. So I went over to some of the schools here in Reynoldsburg. So we did some things. And then he put me on his team. I was one of his editors. And he would say, "What do you think of this? What do you think of this?" And I would write back and say, "Well, I like this. You don't take away from that, this, that." I said, "And quit cussing. You shouldn't cuss." But he said, "This is not for kids, Arlie. This is for grown adults." And I said, "Well, there you won't find one cuss word in any of my comic books. It's family friendly.
Yes.
So Owen actually he kept moving. But he kept telling me what I should do and how I should do it. And he would look at some of the things I did. Anyway, fast forward, Owen actually won an award from HBO for his comic book. He did a movie short. It premiered at the Cannes Festival.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's awesome.
And here's what happened to him. COVID.
Oh,
he was all set. Mm-hmm. His star of Black Salt is... oh God, he's a famous martial artist, and he's a movie star, and I can't think of his name, but he's the actual star, and he has some other people in the background but I can't think of his name. He just had a movie that came out just recently. But anyway, so he kept encouraging me to do this and do that, and then what I do is just like with our conversation today. Mm-hmm. I can put you in the next issue of my comic book, which is my next issue. Issue 2 is Code Red for Humanity.
Okay.
And believe it or not, that actually was issued by an organization that's come together through the Paris Accord, and it deals with climate change. Mm. And we have reached the Earth has reached its tipping point. In other words, the Earth's climate has increased worldwide. That's why you see all the ice caps melting.
Okay.
1 degree. It just took one degree.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it shows all these before and after pictures of Glacier National Park. It showed the glacier 20 years ago. And then today it's receded. I don't know how many hundreds and thousands of yards. And the oceans are rising. At some point in time, Florida will be underwater.
I believe it.
Oh, it's already at sea level.
Yes.
So, So anyway, I read the paper, I listen to the news, and I jot down these notes, and I put them into my comic book. You might have seen this one. Have you seen this?
I can't remember. I think I have. It looks familiar.
Well, anyway, this is
our TDT group. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Garbage Islands. And I never knew what a garbage island was. I learned from in the fifth grade at Hannah Ashton, the teacher was talking. I walked in and they were talking about garbage Gaias. We have five Gaias, ocean Gaias. And now they're called five garbage Gaias because in each, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, the Indian Ocean, and so forth.
Yeah.
Now, in each one of those oceans, there's these huge, big islands of trash.
Oh, my goodness.
And they go counterclockwise because that's the way the ocean, the flow of the current.
Okay.
And the biggest one is the Pacific Garbage Gaia. It was 10 years ago was the size of Texas. Now it's tripled in size.
Wow.
And then here's another thing that we tell and with my grandson, the blue whale. Mm-hmm. It's the largest whale in the ocean. It's the biggest. The length is the, what is it? I don't know, 10 or no, 6 elephants.
Oh, wow.
It weighs, I don't know how many tons, but what it does, it feeds on plankton. And here's what is killing this whale. Mankind has incorporated plastic into everything.
Yeah.
If you are inclined to go to the store and you buy body wash,
mm-hmm.
I'd have it. My son has it. My wife has it.
Yeah.
In that body wash, mm-hmm. in order to get rid of the dead skin, there's really, really small, teeny weeny pieces of plastic, little plastic.
Oh, balls. My God.
That's what I said. And you cannot
oatmeal in there or something.
Well, anyway, that goes into your bathtub or shower.
Yeah,
and it goes into the drain. It goes into the stormwater treatment plant, and you can't get rid of the plastic. It ends up in the ocean. Now, here's what happens. I tell the kid, "What do you think of this whale?" "Oh yeah, it's neat." I said, "You know what it feeds on? What? Plankton." "Oh,
what's that?"
And I show them what plankton is. And I said, "You know what else it feeds on? What? Plastic." "No, it daddy." "Yes, it does. In that plankton in the ocean, it's now embedded with these little small pieces of plastic."
Mm-hmm.
And the plastic, as it decomposes, it lets off a fragrance, and it smells just like plankton.
Oh,
yep.
Wow.
And that's not the only thing. There's all kinds of trash in the ocean. A lot of it's being recovered, but there's still tons. And if you've ever been to the islands or on a cruise, way back in the day, we were on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And this is before a lot of this came into play as far as the laws. But we were on a cruise. As a matter of fact, it was one of our first cruises. We were on the Cunard Countess. And so I was staying up late one night looking over. And I saw the I don't know who it was, but they were throwing these big bales of compressed trash into the ocean, just dropping it off. Yeah.
Whew.
Just phew, phew. And so, you know, after a while, that bale comes loose.
That's right.
And it just spreads all. And you can't see it because you're in the ocean. You don't see hundreds and thousands and of miles of ocean, but the ocean is being polluted. The earth is being polluted overall, water. And I use this, I said, it's our law.
Yeah.
It's our law, land, air, and water. It's our land, air, and I keep drilling it, land, air, and water. And we have to protect it. So that's why I come up with, you got to learn how to protect yourself and the environment.
Well, Arlie, is there any advice that you want to leave with us, whether it's about, you know, the climate or environmental, you know, or, sustainability or just business advice, period, because you're full of wisdom. I know that.
Well, here's what I would say. Everyone can make a difference, no matter how small, no matter how huge you do. You can make an impact on who you are, where you live, and what you're doing to make the world a better place for all of us. Because you look at the young generation. I look at my grandkids, and especially one, Caden. And he turned 6 years old last week. And I look at him, when I see him, I see the future. Mm-hmm. What can I do today to make his future better tomorrow? And that is making sure he has clean water.
Yes.
And we do that by becoming an advocate for your community. What can he do? What we can do to increase a better environment as far as air, cut down the pollution. A lot of that's happening right now. And then the other thing that's most important is it would be good if everyone would create their own little backyard garden and see what it's like to actually grow your own vegetables, fruit trees, or whatever. And you'll see it makes a difference. You can do almost anything in your own backyard. If you can't do that, you can plant some trees, or not trees, but plants in your own home. And then I will be posting on my website the various plants you can use in your home to purify the air in your own home that you breathe on a daily basis, whether it's your home or your business.
Oh, great. I'm very interested in looking at that, because I love houseplants. I'm in an apartment, but, you know, so yeah. I have the container gardens with those in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
I love the house plants. I definitely want to see what you have there. So, okay. Arlie, did you go? I know. I said that was you gave the closing word, but now I have a question. So, do you offer customized workshops for companies or individuals, or you go around speaking, or how does that work? Everything is with the school programs.
We can customize a program for a business, for a community group, an organization, whether it be to work in increasing your recycling rate, reducing waste, reducing the energy uses. We can tailor that to your own specific needs and budget. We have a social message in there about how, you know, you need to help each other and don't bully and try to help your fellow student or fellow mankind, because you know, we got to take care of tomorrow, and we do that today.
Amen. Yeah, that's awesome, Arlie. Awesome, Arlie. Well, if there's nothing else, then Arlie, I'm gonna close it out and gonna encourage our listeners, our listening audience here, to go out and make something happen in their community, so our world will be a better place, and in doing that, with the environment in mind. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.